What's the worst nickname you've ever heard? Let us know. 713-572-4610 to text the show. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Worst nickname, that's today's question of the day, and it comes from a friend there in the AL West, the guy they called the Big Dumper. Cal Raleigh of the Mariners, who one of our P1 listeners, Ocho, I know, loves and is always texting about. Having a great year. I mean, he's setting records. Mm-hmm. He plays almost every game as the catcher for the Mariners, DHing at times, hits all sorts of homers, and they call him the Big Dumper, which I guess he doesn't like the nickname. Is that
He hates it, but apparently it's, no pun intended, kind of growing on him. Because now they sell T-shirts and everything else, you know, with the Big Dumper. And it's helped his brand. Kind of like Booger. We were talking about Booger earlier. Yeah. Like, you know, he's using it to make money, Booger McFarland. I think the Big Dumper. Well, actually, at the game last night, and we have some audio here, Figgy, but he hit his 36th home run before the All-Star
break.
Everybody says Aaron Judge MVP. I don't know.
I know it.
About that. But let's hear this.
His former teammate Jared Kelnick said he hated it. Hated it. I just said, just wait, it'll come around. Then they're making T-shirts about it, and then it did come around.
We're getting a close-up.
I don't know if we need that, guys. Goodness.
They zoomed in on his butt.
We don't miss a thing here, Michael.
Yeah, in Seattle, they sell number 29 jerseys with the name Big Dumper on the back.
So he doesn't like it. There have been some nicknames, you know, that certain people don't like. I mentioned earlier, I used to know a girl in college whose nickname was Bloody. Ugh. And there's no reason at all to ever give a girl the nickname Bloody. I don't know where it came from. I don't care. High school is when people are the meanest.
Yeah.
There was another girl in high school, and she went by this the whole time in high school. Trachodon. Like the dinosaur. Trachodon. She did have a big nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we used to call this girl in high school Grandma.
Grandma?
Because she used to dress and look like somebody's grandmother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now still to this day, I feel so bad. I'm like, just imagine being in high school with somebody just calling, everybody calling you Grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she looked old. She looked older. Yeah. And she used to wear these old-ass looking sweaters. Look like Grandma's sweater. Yeah, everybody called her Grandma, and I'm sure she didn't want that nickname.
No, you guys are cramping her style. I know, kids are brutal.
Yeah.
I had all sorts of nicknames. As I said earlier, my brothers would call me Buick, because only old people drive Buicks, and I was an old soul as a kid. Mm-hmm. In fifth grade, so I used to use a hair dye. It was cool at the time. It used to color your hair.
Tips?
Not quite frosted tips. It was more like gold. I mean, I guess same idea, but it was gold. It was different color. It was cool. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, they were all the rage back then. And for all of fifth grade, my nickname was Yellow because it was the
frosted
cold
tips.
Hair.
Let's just be honest.
It was the style back then.
It was frosted tips. So I mentioned that my nickname was Whopper in high school because in honor of Billy Paltz, he had a hook shot, and I always had a pretty decent hook shot. But the funny thing about that is that there was another, you know how coaches, you know, during the layup line, they're like, let's go Whopper, let's go. And he would give the nickname of, you know, kind of firing you up for the game or whatever. Well, we had a guy that had real big curly hair, like an afro. And I had a smaller one, but anyway. And the coach used to call him Shirley, as in Shirley Temple. So whenever I see him to this day, I go, Shirley. And he cringes. Ugh. Like the only people who called him Shirley were in high school. And anytime he's around, what is this, 40-something years later, he's Shirley. And hates it as much now as he did then.
Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's got to. It's this perfect setup though for the airplane line of "Don't call me Shirley," whatever the first part of that is.
Yeah.
Yes, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley, whatever it is. But yeah, that's tough. It's tough when the nicknames stick with you. Like Seth shared that story earlier about the person who went to college and then they found out his high school nickname. That's one of the best parts for some people of going to college is you get to start over
and you get
to shed yourself of that reputation or that terrible nickname you had in high school. So when Shirley still follows you into adulthood, it's tough when those nicknames stick with you throughout life.
Yeah, my original nickname, a lot of people don't know this, but it was Boot Man.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with boots. My father gave me that name when I was born. And I think he was just messing around with me as a kid. And he was like, oh, my little boot man.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, he said, my mother got on the phone like, yeah, he calling the boot man. So that, like, still to this day, my parents, every time my mother called, hey, boot man.
That's good, though. That's
yeah, my dad, he called me boot man, too. But his nickname, and he the only person to call me this, but Boogie.
I like that.
He'd be like, hey, what's up, Boogie?
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Someone on the text board said their nickname has been Roach. And I'm guessing it has something to do with the devil's lettuce, as they say. Maybe not.
Yeah, I know a couple people named Roach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or they're just like a pest. You can't get rid of them?
Or, yeah. No. Or sometimes, and this is real bad, too. Sometimes they give you the name Roach if you kind of ugly.
Oh, yeah.
They say you look like a roach. I'm going to start calling you Roach.
Yeah.
I knew a dude named, and this might be a cool name, but his name was Eric, but we used to call him Empty E.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time he was around, he never had no money.
Like, I like that.
Look at this broke dude right here, man. I'm going to start calling him Empty. Empty E. And so he just went by the name of Empty E.
I like that nickname. It's a little creative, at least, instead of just, you know, calling him broke or something.
Yeah.
along the same lines of the Big Dumper, whatever they call Cal Raleigh, 346 says the worst nickname was my uncle called the woman he dated Toilet Seat Eater because she had a huge bottom.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Man. Some of these are actually cool. I don't know why you didn't like them. Winnie the Pooh. Pooh? Pooh Bear's good.
Yeah. Everybody knows somebody named Pooh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid. I went to school with somebody named Kool-Aid.
McKinstry?
No, it wasn't him. That's why that name didn't really faze me, because we actually do. To the point the teacher was calling him Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
because ain't nobody know his real name.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, Kool-Aid. Everybody just started cracking up, man.
I will say this. Seth said to power rank the nicknames he had in school. Cliffy, because he knew a bunch of stupid facts. Psycho Seth from football. And Limpy. For reasons that you think they are, and they are, in fact, those reasons.
Yeah. That one's certainly the worst.
That's the worst. I'd put that at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'd put Cliffy at the top. I like
that. I think so,
too. Because he knows a lot of, like, Cliff Clavin, you know, from the Cheers.
Yeah, I like that.
I like Cliffy.
What came first? Forgive my ignorance. Cliff Notes? Was that based off of the character, or was the character based off of the phrase Cliff Notes?
I remember Cliff Notes from high school.
So okay. Maybe
that's where they came up with the character.
Yeah.
Cliff Clavin.
I meant to bring this up earlier with Seth, because maybe this isn't a big thing in NFL circles, but I think Mark Schlereth going by Stink, and the reason why he goes by Stink was, you know, he'd always go to the bathroom. I know that's a thing in the NFL, but he's the one that has the nickname based on it, and they still call him Stink, and he, like, loves it. It's his persona. I don't know. I think that's a terrible nickname. I don't want people going around calling me a name because of my bowel movements.
Stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when I was doing it in my pants, you know, on the field or on the sideline.
Yeah. I used to know somebody named Pooey.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call him Pooey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God. Somebody said their email address even is Shart.
Okay. What industry are you working in where you have to tell people that email address?
Oh, yeah, at gmail.com.
Yeah. Send over the proposal. It's shart@gmail.com. 832 says, my dad is from Louisiana. His nickname was Wee Wee.
Oh, God.
We look alike, so everyone calls me Little Wee Wee.
Little Wee Wee. Well, here's another thing, and this is, I guess it's an abbreviation / nickname, but when your name is Richard, why would you ever want to go by Dick?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I know. So I love the movie Heavyweights from the 90s with Ben Stiller, and they use that joke, Seymour Butts. The original joke was Richard Fitz, and they took it out because they thought it was inappropriate for a kid's movie. I won't say the rest of the joke, but there's a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox named Richard Fitz. He goes by Richard, to your point, and for good reason, I would say.
I think about somebody I used to work with. His name was Richard. We used to call him J.R., so he was Richard Jr.
Oh.
And so he said he had an uncle that he used to call all the time, like, is this Big Richard or Little Richard? But he would say the other name. And then he had to be Little Richard.
Someone did say the rapper and comedian who goes by Little Dicky, 720 says that's the worst nickname. But that's the same idea. That's like part of his persona, kind of like Book. That's what you have to do with these nicknames, by the way. You have to lean into them. If you have a bad nickname that somebody gave you, you just got to lean into it, and then it's always that classic, like, if you don't let it bother you, they'll stop bullying you. And maybe that'll work for you. You can turn it into your personality.
Yeah, actually, I didn't like the name Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like it, yeah, because they start calling me that, and I'm like, no, do not call me that. And it made it worse,
it
man.
Stuck.
Everybody started calling me that where I couldn't get around it.
You're like the big dumper. It grew on you.
Yeah.
How about poor Mary on the YouTube channel? She has short arms, apparently.
Oh, no.
And she was nicknamed Flipper.
She also said Stubby.
That's awful. That had to be in high school. That's just awful. Kids, man.
Yeah.
Kids will do it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, somebody on the text line giving me a hard time about calling this girl grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school, man. We were ruthless in high school.
A girl, we called the girl Hammerhead. That's from 936.
Oh, we got some context on Shart at gmail.com, which I don't know if that's his real name. His real name is Seth Hart.
Oh.
So that could be a work email.
Oh, okay.
That, can you imagine you're at a work and they just first initial and your last name?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Oh, man.
Please no.
Oh, man.
That's true. That's just
as Hart at Odyssey.com.
Can we come up with something else? Anything else, please?
That's true. It's like that commercial where the guy shows up to the restaurant with the name Michael Jordan, and they thought it was Michael Jordan. Like, you just have some of those those tough names.
Yeah.
Yeah. We knew somebody named James Brown in school, and he got all the jokes, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has cousins from Mississippi. Their grandma calls them Ruru.
Ruru.
Their grown people still walk around getting called that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it go, man.
That's how it goes.
To the day you die. And they gonna put that name on the obituary too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Keep sending them in. What's the worst nickname? 713-572-4610. I was thinking about it. I don't know. I guess most of the sports nicknames are pretty good. Oh, there was one from earlier I wanted to bring back. Fat Elvis for Lance Berkman.
Yeah.
I
never liked that.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that one.
But what about Ryan Fitzpatrick? The I think they called him the Amish Rifle.
That's pretty good. And now that reminded me of Andy Dalton was what, the Red Rifle?
The Red Rifle. I like the Red Rifle.
Yeah, I guess it's good.
Yeah.
Most sports nicknames, I feel, are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But the Big Dumper, that might not be the best one.
That.
Hey, coming up, we'll go around the NFL. Keep sending in your worst nicknames you ever heard to the text line. We'll get to some more throughout. It's In the Loop.
All right.